It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tush Freeform Radio. We're also on streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This Sunday, July the 30th, the last Sunday of the month of July 2017. And this is a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, I'm back at 4:13 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Donnelly Brown, another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. And let's get right into Major League Baseball scores yesterday. The Yankees 5 and the Rays 4 in the American League. Angels 6 and the Blue Jays 5. Tigers 5 and the Astros 3. Red Sox 9, the Royals 8. That game went 10 innings. Cleveland 5 and the White Sox 4. Orioles 4 and the Rangers zip. The A's 5 and the Twins 4 over in the National League. The Dodgers 2 and the Giants 1. Rockies 4 and the Nationals 2. Phillies 4 and the Braves 3. That game went 11 innings. The Cubs 2 and the Brewers 1. That game also went 11 innings. Marlins 7 and the Reds 3. Diamondbacks 7, the Cardinals 1. Padres 4 and the Pirates 2. And in interleague play, the Mariners 3 and the Mets 2. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 0 for 4. Got an RBI, however. Also got a walk. He's hitting .270 on the season. Nunez, the new pickup, went 3 for 6. Two of his three hits were home runs. He also got 3 RBIs. He's hitting .556. I believe that's just with the Red Sox. Benintendi went 0 for 4, scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting 265. Hanley Ramirez, 1 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting 253. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1 for 3, scored 2 runs with RBI and also got a walk. He's hitting 269. Xander Bogaerts, 2 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting 283. Moreland, 0 for 4 and scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting 236. Christian Vasquez started. He went 3 for 4. Scored a run. Got 2 RBIs. He's hitting 262 on the season. Let's see. Holt ran for Vasquez, also scored a run. He's hitting 196 on the season. Sandy Leon came in. He got a hit and scored a run, the winning run, in fact. And he's hitting 243 on the season. And Rafael Devers, the new third baseman, went 2 for 5 with an RBI. He's hitting 294. Erod started for the Red Sox. Eduardo Rodriguez went 4 innings, gave up 7 hits, all of 4 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, had a 4.16 ERA. Abad came in, pitched an inning, gave up a hit, 2 runs. That was, one of the runs was earned. Red Sox made 3 errors, by the way, yesterday. 1 walk. And 1 strikeout, he's hitting 3.09. Boyer came in, pitched 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, a walk. He's got a 3.55 ERA. Scott went inning in 2/3, gave up 1 hit, 1 strikeout, 3.46 is his ERA. Hembree pitched an inning in the 3rd, gave up 1 hit, struck out 2, and has a 3.64 ERA. Kimbrel came in, get 1 inning, pitched 1 inning, gave up 1 hit, 2 strikeouts, has a 1.24 ERA. And Barnes came in, pitched an inning, gave up a hit, has a 3.06 ERA, and he was the winning pitcher. And with the Red Sox winning and the Yankees winning, the Red Sox still are in second place, a half a game behind, followed by Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Toronto. I believe that's still the order. The Orioles won, and the Blue Jays, they lost. So, yeah, Baltimore's in fourth place. In the Central Division is Cleveland, followed by Kansas City, who now 2.5 games back. Minnesota, Detroit, and Chicago. Out west, Houston still running away with it. And they have a commanding lead over Seattle, Texas, Los Angeles, and Oakland. In the National League East, the Washington Nationals still in first place, followed by Atlanta, way back. Miami, way back. New York, way back. And Philadelphia, way, 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 way back. In the Central Division, Chicago Cubbies, they won yesterday, so they're still in first place. And the Brewers lost, so they're about 3 games back. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Cincinnati bring up the rear. And out west, the L.A. Dodgers. Saw a little bit of the Dodgers game yesterday. They had good pitching. I was not that impressed, however, with their batting order, but I guess, you know, hey, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and I just saw them in one game, so they are obviously doing it. Arizona is falling way out of contention. And then there's Colorado, also way out of contention. San Diego and San Francisco bring up the rear. Okay, Nunez, who the Red Sox picked up, seems like he's added some punch to the lineup. And they've still been playing Rafael Devers, who made his first error, I believe, yesterday, his throwing error. Nunez is hitting the cover off the ball. Not supposed to be a power hitter, but he's been doing it all and playing all over the place. And they won that game yesterday without using Dustin Pedroia. Kelly is still out also. And now we also know that Pierce is out. So injuries are continuing to be a problem. And for a team that's not hitting that well, Dustin Pedroia is the leading hitter on the team, hitting a little over 300. And the rest of the guys are in the 270s and below. And the main problem is they're still not hitting in the clutch. Not getting many clutch hits. And some good pitching is going by the board. They didn't have good pitching yesterday. Other games, they've had pretty good pitching and still didn't get the win. And so, therefore, that's led to the problems that we see where they've blown what a fight they had, at least a 3.5 to 4 game lead at one point in time. But they haven't been able to muster enough, in my estimation, timely hitting to keep them in the race. So unless the hitting turns around or the pitching becomes spectacular, and it's been good, very good, I would say, at times, if they get to the playoffs, and they probably will, I don't know, although Tampa Bay seems to be doing a lot better than anyone anticipated, and they've added some players instead of selling off as they usually do. They've added some players down the stretch. How important that will be as far as there, but they've been hitting better, and that's, I guess, is the main thing. Like the Red Sox, they don't have a 300 hitter. Longoria is probably the most consistent hitter on their club, but if you get good pitching, that's half the battle. And so, therefore, be interesting to see if Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay is in the same position that the Red Sox are in. They've got, good 270, 280 hitter. They've been hitting with more power, though, I guess, if that helps. But we'll have to wait and see as far as the American East is concerned. I still think that it's up for grabs. And the Yankees have made some, add some offense to their lineup and also some pitching to their bullpen. And so I guess they would have to say they're right now, they're the odds-on favorite. In the Central Division, Cleveland and Kansas City are battling it out. Minnesota was in the race for a while, but they've fallen 2 games below 500. And I don't think anybody's going to count them as a contender. Detroit and Chicago are also out of it. I was following Moncada, who the Red Sox traded to get Chris Sale, and they brought him up, and I didn't see what he did yesterday, but prior to yesterday he was hitting 111. So right now seems like the deal is really in the Red Sox favor. Chris Sale has been probably one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball this year. With his 13-4 record and a 2.37 ERA. leads the American League. Vargas of Kansas City is 12-4. Santana in Minnesota is 11-7. Paxton in Seattle is 10-3. Pomeranz is 10-4. Carrasco 10-4. And Fulmer 10-8. Over the National League, Kershaw, who was out with an injury, he's 15-2. Best record in Major League Baseball. DeGrom is 12-3. Davies is 12-4. Davies of Milwaukee, 12-4. Greinke of Arizona, 12-4. Scherzer of Washington, 12-5. Wood of Los Angeles is 11-1. Wainwright of St. Louis is 11-5. Strasburg of Washington, who's also with injuries, 10-3. And who is this? I've never heard of him. Senzatella of Colorado, 10-4. But hey, that's Colorado, so what do you want from me? It's 424 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, by the way, 91.5fm.org. I'm Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, National Football League and the New England Patriots. Preseason has begun. And Bill Belichick couldn't wait for the guys to get out there and put on the pads and start blasting each other. Hopefully not too seriously. We don't want to lose anyway. Patriots seem to be the prohibitive favorite to get to the Super Bowl and possibly repeat. So there, put that in your pipe and smoke it for all you Patriots haters out there. And for all those Patriots fans, some of them are talking about an undefeated season, but I won't go that far. They have to play. They got some tough games. We have to play Oakland, who's an up and coming club, and they have that fearsome Khalil Mack. We'll see if we can do something to slow him down. But anyway, no one else jumps out at me as a legitimate contender right off the bat. The Dallas Cowboys have been having all kinds of off-season problems. And everybody's wondering whether Dak Prescott's going to be able to repeat his rookie year. And Ezekiel Elliott, we're wondering whether he's going to be able to get on the field with all the things that have been going on allegedly around him. Nothing has come down yet to say he's not going to be on the field, but who knows? Even the Atlanta Falcons, who were our main contenders and seemed like they had the game wrapped up in the Super Bowl, they fell by the wayside, and some people are saying that was luck. Very poor coaching decisions as far as not running the ball and running out the clock, throwing a pass and stuff like that, or fading back the pass and getting whomped by Dante Hightower and other people. Anyway, we won, came back from 25 points down to pull it out, and I don't think James White should have been at least co-MVP. You can't take away what Brady did, but James White had an awesome, awesome game. Not to get any mention is to me. And their last two Super Bowl wins, if you take the play of White against the one awesome play of Butler, that I would have to say the play of White in that second half was much more outstanding. But hey, I don't have a vote, and so therefore, what can I say? You just go with the flow. Happy that we won, and let's see if we can repeat. The people that we picked up, Brandon Cooks, and on the defensive side of the ball, our tandem of Butler and I can't even think of the guy's name. Anyway, we've improved defensively, that's for sure, in the backfield. And we have the McCourties and the Harmons and the Chungs also coming back. So it's going to be interesting to see if people to be able to throw the ball effectively against us? I really don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see. And so, like I said, preseason is upon us. The first Patriots exhibition game is August the 10th versus Jacksonville. And then August the 19th at Houston. August the 25th at Detroit. And the concluding game, August 31st. And that's going to be against the Giants. So we'll see as time progresses what is going to take place in the Eastern Division of the AFC. I would guess that Miami would have to be the closest contender, followed by Buffalo and the New York Jets, who are going nowhere. And I'm afraid to let everybody know they're not going anywhere. I just not going to make it as far as I can see. Okay, 4:36 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm with Donnelly Brown. Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Close your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:43 at the Brown Perspective on Sport time, and 57 degrees outside our studio. 57, yeah, 57. Last Sunday in July, and it's 57 degrees outside our studio. We'll be having that weather update a little bit later on here at about 5:30 or so here on Sounds of Praise, the program which follows a Brown Perspective on Sports, and I know that because I host both programs. How about that? Okay, 4:43 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your Donnie Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO. Couldn't find any WNBA scores yesterday. My computer said that there were no games played yesterday. So I can't give you any WNBA scores. So there you go. Sorry about that, all you WNBA fans. I know there are a lot of WNBA fans out there, just like me. I love basketball, and so therefore I love the WNBA. And I think the ladies' game gets underrated as far as how well they play the game. Okay, you don't get all the dunking and all the other stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that they do in the WNBA that you don't get in the NBA or in college, men's college basketball. Anyway, 4:45 here on WMFO. So where are we going? So we brought up basketball. Let's talk basketball, NBA basketball. The free agent market has closed down somewhat because all the good free agents, I guess, are gone. There are other free agents out there. You know, no one, as far as I know, picked up Jonas Jerebko or Tyler Zeller from the Celtics. Celtics roster is stacked, so it doesn't look like they're coming back to Boston. The big news, I guess, or the big conversation is the fact that, I guess in L.A., that LeBron James and others are working out, and they're wondering whether, since those guys who are working out are free agents, whether they're going to play one more year with their current teams and then form another major team, see if they could get together a major bunch of players and go after the world champion Golden State Warriors, who seem to be in position to go through a whole bunch of seasons and remain on top, unless, you know, some other teams like, you know, Celtics, Minnesota, you know, might jump up there with their young players. And with the situation going on in Cleveland with Tyree deciding that he no longer wants to play with LeBron and wants to go out somewhere where he's the man. And to be truthful, the Cleveland Cavaliers are saying, well, he's under contract for us for 2 years and a third year, you know, possibly. So we're not interested in trading, but they are listening. and I think as the season goes on, it probably going to be an untenable situation. If it's obvious that he and LeBron are not getting along, that was a shock to LeBron, supposedly. But you know, Tyree is utilizing whatever leverage he can to. Well, I guess it's not money, because if he stayed with Cleveland, he would get the max contract. He would get less than slightly less. He'd get a max contract, but not as much money from any other team. And so I guess he's waiting to see what happens, if anybody out there is going to throw an arm and a leg and some other body parts to Cleveland to take his place in what Cleveland's asking for, just like what Indiana was asking for, with the sun, the moon, the stars, and some other spots out there that we haven't seen yet as far as the universe is concerned. But I don't think they're going to get that. I don't think anybody's going to do that. The team that could do that but really don't need him are the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have, you know, all these draft picks and all these young players that they could throw in. But why, you know, since we already got, you know, a pretty good club and we are gaining, even if LeBron and Tyree were on the same page, but hey, if they're not, then hey, that makes it a little bit easier for us to perhaps jump up there and do some damage as the season wears on. Okay, I was going over the Celtics lineup, and I just could not even figure out who is going to be starting for the ball club. I think it's excuse me. I think it's pretty safe to say that Isaiah Thomas is going to start at point guard. Who the shooting guard is going to be is anybody's guess. With the departure of Avery Bradley to Detroit, to make room for Gordon Hayward, I see, you know, okay, Isaiah Thomas is the starting point guard. Gordon Hayward, I do believe. Gordon Hayward, I do believe, would probably be a small forward at 6'8". And Jay Crowder at 6'6", is probably going to get starting position at power forward. Ante Zizek. I would not be surprised if he started. At 6'11", he showed that, and he, he showed that, in to me, in summer camp, that he was not that far away from being a major factor with the ball club this year. Certainly going to make the club, and whether he starts at center or whether he comes off the bench, that's remains to be seen. And then we have, where is he? We have Al Horford at center or power forward. But if Jay Crowder goes to power forward, then we have Al Horford, who is going to be the starting center. So that's four of our players. Now the question is, who's going to be the shooting guard? And right now, I do believe
I'm Sonia, and I'm a liver recipient of 8 years. The fall of 1996, when I started feeling very tired, the doctors diagnosed me with end-stage liver disease. It was one hospitalization after the other. One of the most difficult things for me to accept was the fact that I was not able to drive anymore. My husband, Arnie, really was a pillar of strength. Arnie and my faith got me through my illness. Life after transplantation is a tremendous transformation. One of the biggest blessings that I received is that I am now able to take care of my 94-year-old mother. I live life with a greater gratitude for the little things. I love my life.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to donatelife.net.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. Threw that in there. It's a surprise to me. I pushed the wrong button here. But anyway, we were going to play that message just a little bit later on in the program. It's 4:52 right now. And again, I'm going to let you know that our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, we were talking about the Celtics and their starting lineup. I'm saying Jay Crowder at power forward, Gordon Hayward at small forward, Al Horford at center, Isaiah Thomas at shooting guard. And from what I understand, the Celtics are thinking about playing Jaylen Brown at the shooting guard. Certainly he can guard the shooting guard position, and since so many shooting guards are, you know, major factors in other teams' offenses, that to have one of their better defenders out there. And he's been working on his ball handling, he's been working on his outside shot, and I would not be surprised if Jaylen Brown winds up at the shooting guard position. That leaves then in the off the bench, Terry Rozier at the point guard position, Marcus Smart at the shooting guard position, Jason Tatum at small forward, then we also have Abdel Nader at small forward. Semi Ojele or Ante Zizek in the front court as well. And like I said, we had Daniel Theis from Detroit, I believe. So it's going to be interesting. Oh, and Gabuselli, who we did not see in the Summer League, but all coming back off of injury. But, and actually, upper arm, bone spurs removed from his ankles. But he should be ready, they say, for camp. So it's going to be a good battle to see who comes off the bench, who gets time off the bench. The bench, is, for one thing, is certainly more athletic. And if we can get any type of play out of Jason Tatum, like we saw in the Summer League, he's going to be a force coming off the bench at 6'8", and we can plug him in in a number of different positions. So that's also an offense that will be probably better, certainly more athletic than it was last year. And a feature that, certainly should, if we move this far with the people that we have, and like I said, we the main person that we... Oh, and Marcus Morris! We are loaded! I forgot about Marcus Morris. Where he's going to work, it, I don't know, but it's it all looks good. 4:56 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. Like I said, we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise from 5 until 8 a.m. coming up next here on WMFO. Today we are featuring gospel with a southern flavor. You are going to be blessed. So don't turn that dial. Great gospel music with a southern flavor is coming your way. And we plan to be back here next Sunday at 4 a.m. to do it all over again. Talking sports here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. A Brown Perspective on Sports.